Good morning. We've been talking about the mitzvah midoraisis, to stand up for both an elderly individual, and that could be a man or a woman, according to the Shulchan Aruch, above the age of 70, according to the Arizal, above the age of 60, and also the mitzvah to stand up for a Talmid Chacham. And we discussed how it's a little bit difficult to exactly qualify exactly what a Talmid Chacham is when it comes to the age of an individual, 70 years old. That's easy, but defining exactly who is a Talmid Chacham that would obligate us to stand up for that individual, that's a little bit more difficult. Last time we talked about how about the wife of a Talmid Chacham, and we said that there are a number of great Rishonim who are of the view that there's an obligation not only to stand up for the Talmid Chacham, but his wife as well. And today we are going to go on to a related but new question. How about a woman who is a Talmid Chacham, Talmidah Chachama? Is there an obligation to stand up for her independently? We're not talking about somebody who's married to Talmid Chacham, but a woman who is a real Torah sage. Is there a mitzvah? Is there an obligation to stand up for her as well, just like a man? So, in fact, there are a number of Achronim who are of the view that, yes, indeed, there's an obligation to stand up for such a woman. The Tshuvas Beis Yehuda says as follows, Echad Aish Vechad Aish Shavim, as this applies both to a man and both to women. Why? Look at the reason why we're standing up for a man. We're standing up not because we're showing him specifically covered, but we're showing him covered because of the Torah that he has acquired. And accordingly, if that's the reason, Hu Hadin Isha Chachama Batorah, the same thing would apply to a woman who's a Chachama Batorah, who's very knowledgeable in Torah. We would be obligated to show her covered as well. Not that we are showing covered for her specifically, it represents what she stands for, that she has amazing Torah. We have to show her covered, not because she is for herself, not because she's married to someone, but because she represents the Torah, just like a man. Man is a Talmid Chacham, she is a Talmidah Chachama. The same thing would apply. Now, the Stei Chemed agrees with that. The comments of the Makor Chesed on the Sefer HaChaim say as follows, a woman that is has a lot of chachma of a Torah like Bruria, gam kodem sheigia lishnos azikna, even before she gets to her elderly age of 70, we would be obligated to show her covered because of the chachma satara that she has acquired. The Zeri Yitzchak as well says, shein lomar shekevan shein aisha mitzuva lilmod, don't say because a woman is not obligated to learn, she's eina mitzuva va'osa, she has no obligation to learn Torah, and she does it, so that would mean that she's not considered a Talmid Chachama, or that would mean that we don't have to stand up for her. That is not the case. We have to show her kavod because of the Torah that she has acquired. He says as follows, Al kopani mika kaman, kavod Torah v'chiyuva rame alan lahadra. There's kavod Torah here. We are obligated to show kavod to the Torah, and accordingly, because she has acquired amazing Torah knowledge, there is an obligation to stand up. So far, we've seen a number of opinions that the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, the Stei Chemed, the Makor Chesed, and also the Zera Yitzchak and others as well, all are of the view that there is an obligation, not only a mitzvah, but an obligation to stand up for a woman who is a chachama, has chachma satara. On the other hand, there is a dissenting view, the Minchas Chinuch says, that because a woman is not obligated to learn Torah, memeila eina nechsheves chachma, because she's not obligated to learn, so she wouldn't be considered a chachama, talmidah chachama, that we would have to stand for. So it would be defined as somebody who is mitzuva, also somebody who's obligated to learn, and learns, that would be a talmid chacham, but that would not apply to a woman. Dekamochein ein tzarech lakum ibnei eved, he says the same thing, you wouldn't have to stand for somebody who is an eved, a Canaanite slave, even though he's a talmid chacham like Tavi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel, there would not be an obligation to stand up. The person does have tremendous knowledge, tremendous Torah, but that doesn't trigger the obligation to stand up. The Ben Ish Chai says in the name of the Arizal the same thing. There's no obligation to stand up for a woman who's a Chachama. And he brings a Pasuk, rivals a Pasuk, Vayoresa Melokecha. He's talking about, referring to a woman, Vayoresa Melokecha. And that is talking about Yira Belev. And the drasha is Vein Tzarech La Lo Kima V'Lo Hidur, that we should fear her in our hearts, then we should have those feelings of respect and yira. But that doesn't mean that that translates into the action of standing up even a little bit. So it's more of an internal thought process that we should go through, but it doesn't mean that we act on it standing up. So based on the second sheet of the alternative view, for a man who is a Talmid Chacham, we stand up. For a woman who is a Talmid Chachama, we would not. And we have divergent views on this, and each person should ask a psak of his or her Rebbe.